At T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, the Golden Knights play the Stars in Game 4 of the first round. Knights lead the best of seven series 2-1. I'm Dan Duva with Golden Knights defenseman Alec Martinez. How are you, Alec?
I'm doing well. How are you, Dan?
I am excited for another playoff game. Boy, we have seen a lot of playoff games. You have been involved in many of them with the Knights, some against the Golden Knights, over 125 playoff games in your career. What keeps it fresh?
I mean, it's just the best time of year to play. Any opportunity you get to compete for a Stanley Cup, I mean, that's why we all play the game. And playoff hockey is just different. It's a notch, maybe two, maybe three or more above, regular season play. But, everything's on the line. Players are doing things that, may not do as much in the regular season. It's all hands on deck. You need contributions in all parts of the game, all over the rink from everyone. And, it's fun to be a part of.
When did you first learn that the playoffs were different?
Probably pretty much my first shift or the first one I played in. I remember I think it was my rookie year, and we lost to San Jose in the first round. And it doesn't take much time. You go back for one puck, especially that was 15 years ago. You go back for one puck, and odds are I probably got blown up. I don't know for sure, but when you go up to the Shark Tank, and back then you knew it was coming. So I think I had somewhat of a taste, I'd like to think, because I feel like I'd gotten blown up a fair amount of times that year. But it's obviously a little bit different, and it's like I said, it's a lot of fun.
You learn quickly because you have had so much postseason success. What did you figure out? I mean, now you've been through this. You talk about the number of years you've played, the number of playoff games, but there are some guys in here who don't have that experience. How did you figure it out?
I mean, I think just going through it, that there's really, just like anything in life, there's no, you can prepare for it, and that's something that we've always done. Just as an athlete, you want to play in the biggest moments at the at the biggest times, and you do everything that you possibly can to get your body ready, get your mind right, and but really at the end of the day, there's no substitute for experience. I mean, if you kind of just get thrown to the wolves a little bit, thrown into the fire, and if you don't figure it out, then you learn the hard way fairly quickly.
This team figured it out to the extent of a championship last year. How much do you lean on last year's experience, and how much do you try to distance yourself? Hey, that was last year. We've got a new journey.
I think it's a fine balance between the two. I mean, obviously, you rely on your experience, just having gone through things before, going through a run before, but at the same time, you can't, rest on your laurels either. I mean, it's last year was last year, and quite frankly, tonight, whether we won last year or didn't, it doesn't matter. This is a new game and new series, new story. I've found that throughout my years that, each playoffs, each round, each game, they all have different stories, and you have to be ready to adapt, and you're going to face adversity, regardless, at some point or another, and you just have to be ready for that. But I guess short answer, it's a fine line. You use that experience to help benefit you of having gone through something before, but it's also its own thing.
I want to ask another fine line type of aspect. You take the game of hockey very seriously without taking yourself too seriously with your personality. I'm glad you smiled at that because you have a great sense of humor. It can break tension at the right moment. How do you know?
Come on, Dan, stop.
All right.
Just stop.
I feel like we've had this conversation before.
I've said this time and time again. I've had the benefit of learning from a lot of really good older guys, but I think that it's no different than the regular season. I mean, if you look at it as 82 games, I mean, it's daunting, right? If you look at a Stanley Cup playoff and you just focus on you know, winning the cup the whole time. I mean, it's a long process. It's a long road. And, you know, I think that really the only way to approach something like that is really just one game at a time or one day at a time. And, you know, I guess I was just given this personality. But I feel like I've also been able to develop that where there's, you know, obviously I like to have fun. I like to, you know, razz the guys, do the pranks and things like that, and learn certain things from older guys. But it's also, you know, it's a, I don't want to say a coping mechanism. I feel like that has a negative connotation, but it's, you have to keep things light, you know, because like I said, I mean, it's a long process. It's a high stress environment. It's a very revved up experience, and you know, you can't, at least for me, I mean, I'm sure this, you know, may not work for someone else the way it does for me, but you just can't be all hockey all the time. You know, on your off days, you have to be able to get your mind away. And then I think that gives you a healthier perspective, you know, when it does, you know, come time for game time and game day. And at least for me, I think that's, you know, while I pride myself on just making the jokes or being an idiot sometimes, you know, I think that it's in a lot of ways a very calculated move, because if you take it too seriously, I mean, you'll drive yourself crazy.
I'll put it a slightly different way. If you're physically exhausted, you've got to find a way to rest your body. If you're mentally exhausted, you've got to find a way to rest your mind. And it seems to me that that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, whether it's, you know, I find that I always read a lot more in playoffs, because I just, you know, on off days, I just want to get my mind away from the game. And, you know, laughter really is the best medicine. If I can get the boys going, or, you know, get a funny joke that's kind of flowing throughout the room, or becoming, you know, somewhat of the joke of the day or something like that, well, then, you know, I'd like to think that helps other guys too.
I have to ask, any jokes of the day that you could share with us?
Absolutely not. I can't do any of my teammates dirty like that.
I had to ask. Any book recommendations? Anything you can share with us that you're reading?
Right now I'm reading one called Chip War. It's about semiconductor chips and the kind of the global battle for superiority and who has access to the manufacturing plants and things like that. I've read a couple others lately that are somewhat along those lines. There's a Naval Ravikant, who's a very interesting thinker. Someone compiled all of his thoughts, and you know, I read that too. I you know, I kind of jump around to a lot of different things, and I thought that was kind of weird at first, but I've learned that maybe I'm not the only one who does that.
I want to join the Alec Martinez book club.
No, you don't. Trust me, it's not that cool.
Let's talk about the series at hand. The Dallas Stars win the first two on the road. Stars put on a heck of a show. So did Logan Thompson in what was an overtime win for Dallas. What do you make of the series so far?
Well, I think it's, you know, the first two games, you know, to go into their building, and, you know, I think both teams played well, and they were, you know, really tight matches. You know, obviously the other night, you got to give them credit. I mean, they played very well. He created a lot of opportunities. And, you know, that said, I think that we obviously are not happy with our game. And, you know, we gave up far too much and relied on Logan to make big save after big save, which he did. And that, you know, allowed us an opportunity to win the game. But I think, you know, there's going to be ebbs and flows and momentum swings throughout games and throughout series. And, you know, I think that you know, we can take, you know, the game the other night and learn from it, and you know, and have a better approach and be more ready to play coming up.
You mentioned Logan. Anybody else catch your eye on the Golden Knights?
I mean, there's a lot. I mean, obviously, there's you have my fellow D-man, Braden McNabb, obviously having a, you know, and it's, obviously the goal was awesome in itself, but I mean, Nabber does a lot of the little things that result in a lot of big plays, and he, you know, I would say that, well, I think he did get a little credit. Didn't he get unsung hero this year or something?
Seventh man award.
Yeah, seventh man, yeah. Yep. Same thing. Yep. But you know, it's nice to have a guy like that get that kind of recognition, because it really is true. I mean, you look at before that shorthanded goal, he had two huge blocks on the PK, does little things well. He has, you know, he and Theo, you know, really complement each other well. And, you know, I've known Nabber for a long time, and I played with him back in our LA days. And it's fun to watch him, you know, grow into the player that he is. And he's, you know, one of the top D-men in this league.
What do you think will be important tonight?
I think a lot of different. I think, you know, obviously our start, you know, I think that we have to do a better job, and just our mindset. You know, I think that, you know, there's times, like I said, that there's momentum swings, and there's times to step up, and, you know, you have to have the mentality that, you know, no one's going to give it to you in this league. You have to go take it. So I think mindset, and then, you know, X's and O's. I mean, obviously we can't give up those odd man rushes the way that we did. And we got to, you know, take care of the middle of the ice and you know, just get back to playing what has made us successful, and that's being strong defensively and you know, doing a good job in neutral and capitalizing on opportunities.
Game four on deck. Our guest has been Alec Martinez. Alec, thanks as always.
Yep, thanks. Thanks for having me.
We're back with more in a moment. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor. This is the Stanley Cup Playoffs on the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.